You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM.
And English only with the doctor. The doctor is in the house, and in the house also is Red. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I'd like to welcome you all back to the reality of the fall in Picardy. It is snowing. Last week I was in Italy in Sardinia, and it was a lovely 38 degrees, a little too hot for this Canadian, because I melt at 22. But sun everywhere, the sea was beautiful, and there was nothing to complain about. I come home on first class, and in first class, who do I see? Lo and behold, I see the best 007 ever hired to do this job, the famous, the wonderful, the great Pierce Brosnan and his beautiful wife, Kelly Shane Smith. Now, it was a euphoric experience for me because, you know, meeting a celebrity, I've met a couple of celebrities before, and I've never really reflected too much about it because I didn't have any kind of weird adrenaline rush after. It was just a regular person that I'm meeting. They're pretty down to earth, and it was great, great conversations and so on. But I have to say that Pierce Brosnan has a presence, such a presence that it took me probably 3 or 4 days to just calm right down. So just to share with you this experience, he has nothing to do with Canada. I looked online to see if he had any kind of ties to Canada, whether it be filming or visiting or so on. He did do a film called Great Wolf or White Wolf. I don't remember exactly the name of it. Co-produced a film in Canada in, I don't know, the early 2000s. But he doesn't really have a lot of presence. But I have to say that this experience was, like I said, euphoric, because there's something to be said about the presence of this man. His voice has a cadence that could just put you to sleep and rock you like a baby. He's confident, he's kind, and he seems to have a heart of gold. He went out of his way to come and give me a signed autograph after I had written him and his wife a note to suggest that they go to Chantilly and visit the horse show, because it's one of my favorite things in all of France. So without even asking anything from him, he was able to do that for me. I thought that was just fantastic. And there's also something to be said about a man who loves his wife. Now, they've been together for over 20 years. They've been married for 20 and probably together for 24. And if I were to imagine what he could say to his wife in terms of his devotion to her, I would think it's similar to what Leonard Cohen said in 1988, "I'm your man."
The chains too tight, the beast won't go down. I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat, and I'd claw at your heart, and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. And if you gotta sleep a moment on the road, I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while, across the sand, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love.
Now, I remember having read something about Leonard Cohen, and it was relating to this particular song. He had spent a little bit of time on hiatus. He had to deal with something. I don't remember exactly what it was because I am very, very forgetful today. I didn't have enough sleep. That said, he had said something about this particular song regaining his voice and the scope and the trajectory of his voice. And how much, and realizing how much his voice really truly did have power, not just the words that he was saying, the stories he was telling, but the vibrance and the wavelengths of what these words were when they were expressed through his trachea. I think that's a pretty interesting statement, because voice does carry. If you're a believer in words and words have power, this is certainly a powerful song. On that note, in 1972, Neil Young, Harvest Moon, this next song is Heart of Gold, in which I thought, this is just the title, Heart of Gold, and this is how I feel about the experience that I had with Pierce Brosnan, this small little interaction that meant nothing to him, I'm sure, but meant a lot to me. So I really appreciate it coming from the perspective of a woman, thinking that perhaps his wife thinks the same. Well, let's hope anyway.
searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM.
And English Only with a Doctor. Thank you, Red. And English Only with a Doctor. Thank you very much, Red. I forgot to turn on my mic. That's funny. So one of the lyrics that Neil Young writes down in this 1972 song from the album Heart of Gold, from that album, is "I'm getting old." Now, again, this is back to this experience with Pierce Brosnan. Pierce Brosnan is close to 70, maybe 71 years old. I don't know exactly when his birthday is, but he's in his 70th year for sure. And he's got a full head of gray hair. He's a stature of a man. He's still quite fit. And he's an older man, and he's still very attractive. Oh, my goodness, I was quite surprised. And, you know, I don't think that the pictures that we see online or in the media do him or his wife any justice. They're both two very beautiful people. Now, on the topic of getting old, I feel old today. I don't know what it is about when the hours change, but it just screws me right up. I'm tired, exhausted, and I feel like I've aged 10 years in a week. So when I look back at my life and I think, when's the last time I felt young again? Well, I've spent almost 17 years of my adult life outside of the Canadian context. So when I refer to all of these Canadian things and all my Canadian memories, it's in a finite kind of era because it's in the past. I don't know. I can't guarantee for sure that this is still a present day thing. So I found online this article by, who is it by? Written by CBC Canada on the 20 Canadian songs celebrating their 20th year. Now, I'm from Alberta, and Alberta is hardcore country, and I'm not a big country music fan, but that doesn't mean that country is not a thing. It's a big thing. In some areas in Alberta, wearing shit kickers, which are cowboy boots, having a huge belt buckle and a leather belt, and wearing jeans and a checkered shirt is part of the cultural persona. There is an activity, it's the Calgary Stampede, that lasts, I think it's a week long, I forget, I haven't been there in a really long time. I'm pretty sure it coincides with the Klondike Days, which is in Edmonton, so I'm from Edmonton, and then right after that was Calgary Stampede. And it's a big deal. There's a huge rodeo, and there's bucking broncos and horse races and all that stuff. And country music happens. Country music is part of the culture. And Shania Twain, from her 2002 album, Up, her song Up celebrates its 20th birthday.
It could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. Yeah, it just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird. I wish that I could grow a beard. Then I could cover up my spots. Not
about as bad as it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. It just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Oh, 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 oh. And up, up, up. Can you only go up from here? Up, up, up. Where the clouds gonna clear. Up, up. There's no way but up from here. Up, up, up. Oh, I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up. Up, up, up. I'm going up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was Shania Twain in Going Up. Now, she's been in existence for over 20 years, and I just wanted to make a little plug for her. She has a new album coming up. It's her sixth album, I believe, and it is called Queen of Me. And so for someone who is maintaining her relevance, despite the fact that she's no longer living in the Canadian context, I tip my hat off to you, Shania. And that was a pretty great song. The next song up on our list is Holly McNarlin and Beautiful Blue. Now, Holly McNarlin is originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba. She's been active since the 1990s up until now, and she was awarded the Best New Solo Artist in the category for the Junior Awards in 1998. This is Beautiful Blue.
Picture on the wall, to the bedpost that touch them all. This is where I live. This is where I do my screaming. How do you say I love you in so many other ways? This is where I live.
That was quite a melancholic song, and in relation to some melancholy, I think that sometimes Alanis Morissette, also a Canadian singer, as she writes songs, she's got this really interesting writing style. It's very confessional. It's a lot about her life. I know that she wrote Should Have Known about her relationship relating to Uncle Joey from Full House. And then she also wrote Torch, I think, about Ryan Reynolds. That said, this next song, who also celebrates its 20th year in existence, is Hands Clean. And just as a kind of, not an anecdotal note, but a grammatical note, Hands Clean is from the album Under Rug Swept. It is a play on words, swept under the rug. It's an expression meaning that you're kind of hiding things. You're sweeping it under the rug so you don't see it. You don't see the dirt. It's from her 2002 album, and it's called Hands Clean. So when you talk about some song facts, washing your hands clean is a phrase meaning to leave something behind as if it never, ever happened. Now I'm curious. This is Alanis Morissette.
For your maturity, none of this would have happened. If you weren't so wise beyond your years, I would have been able to control myself. If it weren't for my attention, you wouldn't have been successful. And if it weren't for me, you would never have amounted to very much.
Yeah.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM.
And English Only with the Doctor. Thank you, Red, for that lovely introduction and reminder of where we are and what we're listening to. Now, that was Alanis Morissette, and another A, beginning, the first name begins with an A, is Avril Lavigne. She had brought grunge music to the Canadian music scene, and she is the archetype of what I think a grunge woman is. Now, this 2002 song is called I'm With You, and it's from her album Let Go. Punk rock, fantastic, and a little melancholic too. Avril Lavigne.
I'm standing on the bridge, I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that damn cold. Trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm looking for a place, I'm searching for a face. Is anybody here? I know. 'Cause nothing's going right, and everything's a mess, and no one likes to be alone. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come?
So I don't think you can say anything to the contrary that Avril Lavigne is one very attractive fireball of energy. She has had two marriages with other Canadian singers, one being the lead singer of Sum 41, which is the next song. Still Waiting from Sum 41 celebrates its 20th year.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
That was fantastic. This is my kind of music. Red, what do you think? Do you like Sum 41?
Yeah, dude.
You're funny. Okay, so that song, Still Waiting, comes from their album, their 2002 album. Does this look infected? Because I like Sum 41, and this has nothing to do with it celebrating its 20th year. From a year earlier, their album, All Killer, No Filler, this is their song, Fat Lip, just because I like them.
We pray. God. let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
That was Sum 41 and Fat Lip. Now, that was a really hardcore song. I really like music like that. It gets my blood running, and Red apparently likes it too. But this is a little bit more hardcore, I think. This next group is called Alex on Fire, and they started in 2001, and they had this stint up until 2011. They broke up and then got back together in 2012, and then that didn't go very well. And then in 2015 to now, they're still working the music scene in the post-hardcore, emo, melodic, hardcore, screamo. So for those of you who likes really, really hardcore music, this is Alex on Fire and Pulmonary Archery. That was Alex on Fire from their 2002 album, Alex on Fire, Pulmonary Archery. So, Red, if I asked you one word that would describe your interpretation of that song, what would you say?
Intelligible.
Unintelligible?
Yeah.
There we go. So that wasn't one of his favorite songs, but I don't mind it. It's okay. Too much would be too much, but it's all right for one song in this set. Now, the next song on our list today is Our Lady Peace, Innocent. Now, Our Lady Peace, from their song, their 2002 album, Gravity, they won a Juno Award for that year for the single of the year, and it is a fantastic song, and it brings me back to 20 years ago today.
Oh, Johnny wishes he was famous. Spends his time alone in the basement with a Lennon and Cobain and a guitar and a stereo. Well, he wishes he could escape this, but it all seems so contagious. Not to be yourself and faceless in a song that has no soul. I remember feeling low, and I remember losing hope. She wishes she was a dancer, and that she never heard of cancer. She wishes God would give her some answers and make her feel beautiful. I remember feeling low, and I remember losing hope, and I remember all the feelings and the day they stopped. We are all innocent.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM.
And English Only with a Doctor. I want to assure the audience that my son actually does not sound like that normally. So I love his little accents. They're fantastic. And it provides us with a glimpse into his future personality now that he'll soon be 11 years old. So that was Our Lady Peace and Innocent. And the next song on our list today is Tegan and Sarah, who this song, and I want to give some more accolades to the writers of this CBC article that I took most of this information from. They are Kelsey Adams, Holly Gordon, Jess Huddleston, Metalee Law, Robert Rowett and Andrea Warner from CBC Music Canada. Thank you so much, and I am sorry in advance for having stepped on your toes by taking some of this information from you. So again, this is the 20th anniversary of the song Living Room from Tegan and Sarah. So Tegan and Sarah are the sister group from Alberta. They were born in the 80s and they started their career in 1995. This is the song Living Room. That was Tegan and Sarah from my home province, Alberta. The next song on the list is from Ariane Moffat from 2002, her album En Canote. And it's called Dans l'océan, dans un océan.
Je rase tout ce que j'ai en dedans.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. The Doctor and Red, we're leaving the house and we're going to leave you with one last ounce of love and affection, hoping you a warm and dry evening. And back as we loop back into my euphoric experience with Pierce Brosnan and how I could feel the love between he and his wife. Like as though they could just not get enough of each other. Now, Joni Mitchell in 1971, she wrote this song called A Case of You, and it was redone in 2002, which is the theme of today's session, by Diana Krall. She is a jazz artist in Canada, and she's fantastic. Really, her voice is resonates. It's like velvet. It just licks you into this, I don't know, this euphoric state of happiness, in my opinion. And there is a lyric in that song that says that I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. You know, when love is good, you can have more than your fill and still have enough energy for more. This is Diana Krall's version of A Case of You. Goodbye. The doctor has left the house.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constant in the darkness, where's that at?
If you want me, I'll be in the bar on the back of a cartoon coaster in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. On it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. Darling, I'd still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. Frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those who ain't afraid. I remember the time he told me love is touching souls. Surely you touch mine. Part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling, and still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds. She said, go to him, stay with him if you care. But be prepared to bleed. Oh, you're in my blood like you taste so bitter and you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet.